Then the 10th verse.
Nava kumkuma kinjaka. Prito shronya shalat kucha. Nava kumkuma kinkalja.
Back for your blessings, so that something interesting and inspirational Krishna will give, something inspirational will come out. So when I read this back and forth and the introduction of this chapter, somehow I noticed this natural living, how the gopis, they were beautiful. Then I asked myself, this is like a synonym, they're eternal associates of Krishna, they have beautiful faces because they're constantly thinking of Krishna. That's what the acharyas say. So then I ask myself, what is the true beauty? Where come this true beauty comes from? And the gopis, although they're on the spontaneous devotional service, they live the process of devotional service with practicing devotional service. We develop transcendental qualities. And if you look in the introduction, Prabhupada says that Nanda Maharaj, that at the birth of Krishna, he want to make a big ceremony. He wanted to share his happiness with others. He felt like to give in charity. It said that everyone who was at this yagya, at this ceremony, everyone got so much opulence and everyone got what they desired. So in one sense, and then it is describing that the community in which Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan, it's like a Vaishnav community. Co-protection, agriculture. So, if we live this simple life, we get the opulence with it. So, and we have these material concepts. We think differently. We have a different opinion about this. But we can see in our lives also that if we are in the association of devotees, if we follow devotional service, then automatically we don't have like some artificial needs, because all the needs are satisfied in the association of devotees. And everything we have is first class. We dance, we chant. We don't have to go to a job at 6, 7 in the morning. So, Prabhupada also said to Grihasthas that they should schedule their life in a way that they will have proper sadhana, that they don't have extra costs, that they have a simple life, so that they can focus on the devotional service. So opulence, when I see the elder devotees through the years, I think that the one who stayed, the one who are steady, who are fixed, they have everything they need, more than they need. So at home we can produce vegetables much better than in the shop. So we can get more satisfaction from the nature, from its products. So this material, modern society, they have a high tempo. It seems that they put some advertisements and they offer you this and this and go there and get this and you'll be happy. And you should get a new TV and you should get a new phone. 1 week, 2 weeks, it's interesting, a new TV, but it smells like a new thing. But then after, but it's nothing much new. Whatever comes after you is the credit. You get a credit which you have to pay through the years. That's a new thing. And then you have to put energy into work so that you can get money and that you can buy new things again and again. So the qualities that devotional service brings, for example, duty. It is said that at Nanda Maharaj, after this ceremony was finished, he went to the town, to Kamsa, and he paid his tax he paid his tax because this was his duty. Of course, we have problems. In our small community, we have sometimes problems following the authority. But we see here Nanda Maharaj, he paid his tax to Kamsa. He was following his duty. He was following his duty towards Kamsa even though Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna and he didn't respect him. So you can see for duty that Vasudeva also, he knew that Krishna is his son. He knew also that Nanda Maharaj didn't know this, that Yoga Maya covered him, but although, because he saw, he didn't tell this to Nanda Maharaj. He knew that this would be the best for everyone, for Krishna, for Yashoda, for the gopis, for Nanda Maharaj. So he wanted, Vasudeva wanted that the residents of Vrindavan are happy and satisfied. This is one important realization of Sankirtan. When you see on the street how you're like powerless on the street, and you cannot stop people, you cannot convince them something. And then you see that you cannot advance so fast as you want, as you think you can. We can see what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that he's the enjoyer of all yagyas, that he's our best friend and the one who gives the results. But according to our material habits, when we have these material habits for billions of lives, we are traveling from one planet to another, from one body to another body. If we could we can see how much we're trying again and again with these material concepts. We're trying to gain some happiness with these material concepts, but we're not happy. Maybe we can just stop at one moment and we can think, okay, this is not the right way. Maybe it would be better to try a thing which is described here in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. And we can believe that if we will develop our character, if you develop these qualities, that then at the end Krishna will support us. He will support us. Krishna will give us not what we want, but what we need. So, if you look these qualities in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 12th chapter is described. Here I also saw that the key to Krishna is sincerity and surrender. Because if you are not sincere, we cannot see our thinking where we block ourselves, where we don't surrender. And also others cannot correct it because you don't accept it. You're closed. You don't. So the guru, the mentor can see through your heart what is happening inside, but if you're, so we, but we can hardly see through our heart what is happening, so we should actually like take shelter of our seniors and that they can help us see, you know, where we have some lacking in our devotional service. And when we reveal our minds with sincerity, we can get help. Otherwise,
it's very hard. It's very hard to help, that we get help from someone. So one of the main qualities that Krishna mentions in these verses from Bhagavad Gita, he marks them as that everything else in this quality is, it's like Maya, it's not factual. He mentions this quality as purity, truthfulness, that we take shelter of Guru, a desire for a devotee association, that we are aware that birth, that all each disease bring us suffering, that even though if you're young, you never know when is your last moment. So, if we give ourselves a chance to develop these qualities, that these are like the path for liberation, then we'll have a chance that Krishna will show us that something happens, something positive happens when we follow his order. Otherwise we just do same mistakes. We do same mistakes, we act in our old ways of habits, thinking and so on. But after every rain the sun comes. And after every Sunday rain comes, they say. And sometimes if we are sincere towards ourselves, we can admit that although we maybe got what we desired materially sometimes, but we were not completely satisfied, we didn't become happy because of it. So I was thinking about that these beautiful smiling faces are like the result of their devotional service. If we do this, if we perform devotional service, as Krishna says, then when once we come, these habits are gradually transformed, then this desire becomes even more stronger. Desire for association of Krishna. And we gradually get attached to Krishna. And we don't have these mental speculations. There is no need okay, what after we perform some service, we need a break, some pause, a bit less. But no, one who is attached, he's always serving Krishna. Because of getting nectar, you cannot be tired. You want to get some more nectar, some more service. And also Srila Prabhupada. He said that purity uporabnost je princip. Uporabnost, utility is the, yeah. So purity gives us, purity attracts Krishna, purity of our thoughts, of our character is what attracts Krishna. Detachment is also one of the qualities that Krishna mentions. And self-control and steadiness. So we are getting these qualities through devotional service. On the street, when we chant, or when we distribute cookies, or when we only step on the street, we can always see that only our purity or our motive, okay, we can have some qualities. Our qualities are like more or less material, but if our desire, if we go out of duty, out to do something good, or because we know that Prabhupada wants this, Krishna wants this. This is already a good start for getting a result from Krishna. So, the more we are in the association of devotees, on the altar, in the kitchen, when we serve, we can see in this process that the true beauty is not in the knowledge or in intelligence, but it depends on how much you are pure, how much your reason is pure. This is the qualification, how much desire we have to do something, to do some service for devotees and for others. And I'm also asking myself sometimes, okay, does this function, this Sankirtan? I'm in devotee association. We can see that Krishna is opening the doors here, giving results. What's the problem? So, what's the problem? If you have some habits, material habits, Varnashrama Dharma gives us the opportunity to situate ourselves in our natural position, and that we can gradually advance. And also in Varnashrama Dharma, we won't be happy and peaceful if we at least won't have the desire to develop this purity. And then, how to come to this purity? Because we are some classes, and Haladhar Swami, I like to listen to him. He says that we cannot count our anarthas. We can count all our life, and in my case, you cannot count all the anarthas. You can see that not even one anartha you cannot remove even anartha without the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So what should I do that Krishna will help me to do this? So if you have the right motive, sincere, Krishna will give us the result. So if we act for him, then Krishna will remove these anarthas, which put obstacles on our devotional path, on our relationships with others. And actually, we need this trustfulness, that we develop faith in Prabhupada, in Shastras, in our Guru, in senior devotees who are in one sense enabled us to come to this process, that we can come here to the temple, and we can come to the festivals. So this faith, this is the key that we enter into Krishna's heart. So how to come to this, to have to this happiness? We don't have to find warm water, everything is here. We have Shastras, which Prabhupada put a lot of energy in. We can see that although Prabhupada is not physically present here, we somehow or other, with the mercy, we have contained his main teachings. We didn't deviate. So we have the acharyas, we have to develop faith in the acharyas and follow them in. We have to develop this faith that this is the only thing that counts. Everything else is temporary. According to karma, we have some duties. According to Varnashram, we think that s- So who's guaranteeing you that you will get a job for your family if you have to maintain it, that you got pension after retiring, so on? So when we go to Sankirtan, we have to be... When we go to Sankirtan, we have to seek this shelter in every moment in Krishna. That you pray that they get protected from you, that they get the mercy of your spiritual master. That, so when I go out, before I go out, is the best reading. The best reading time is at that time. It's the easiest way to. So before you go out, it's the easiest way to stay at home. You have many reasons why to stay home and not to go out. So, but if you go out, if you sacrifice, Krishna gives us some result. And then you can really see that Krishna, he does everything. We are just an observer, an instrument, postman, but Krishna does everything. So the diamond here is that we always meditate. That we always meditate on the shelter of a Guru Maharaj, of Prabhupada. That we only remember every time. Sometimes you are in job, you have kids, you have wife, you are on the field, on the street. Guru Maharaj, Krishna, please. I'm conditioned like this and this. If you won't help me, this is going to be really hard. Without you, it's not possible. Without your mercy. Well, this is a bit of a relief. So you have 1,000 duties. I have to have this ability. I have to learn this. There is no end to this. Also, when you change your phone, the older you are, the less energy you have for these things. You don't have test for reading these instructions for a telephone and how to do this and this and that. But you see that even simple things, they're not simple anymore. What even if we talk about some complicated thing? So this is a big relief that we come to the point where we can see that actually Krishna, he's not the controller of everything, but that he's in every situation, that he's close to you, that he's helping you, that without him you cannot do anything. So, 8:45. Does anyone have any question? Or maybe we can read some interesting thought here. Microphone.
Hare Krishna, we're waiting for some hints how to distribute books. what's your secret? What's the method?
So what I was talking about, that you never know. One strong point is that I'm meditating on it for some time, that you never know what's the best for you. We don't have this capacity. What's the best thing for me? What's the next step in my spiritual life? We don't know. We don't know in Sankirtan, when you distribute books, what Krishna wants to learn, to teach you. He can give you 100 books, 50 books. He can give you 100 books that he inspires you, that you're more time outside. Maybe he gives you 10 books, as we talked yesterday, that he makes you humble, that he trains you, or he's training you in determination, because we know when everything goes easily, that in that times we don't develop our determination. we develop determination when it doesn't function, it's a bit hard. And one of the secrets is that, again, in the 13th chapter, these qualities, that we are the same in happiness and distress, that we are not disturbed. Because you have someone, you get some negative responses when you go out to distribute books. And if you absorb everyone who's giving, he's saying no, I had some troubles. I had some troubles with this at the start, but you have to develop this, that you don't hear this, that you don't absorb their energy, otherwise it overrides you. And at the same time, you can learn from your mistakes. If you're not connected with Krishna, if you don't have the right motives, of course we don't have them. Krishna has also the intention to purify us. So these mistakes that we commit on the street, we have to think about them after when we come from Sankirtan. Okay, what kind of mistakes I made? So, are you satisfied with the answer? With one word.
Maybe just one detail. How you distribute 5 books? How do you massage the 4 people?
No, no massaging. Just him. No massaging.
It's Slovensko. No. So we can say that. If the person is open, then you hardly give 1 book. And if there is one open person, give them here a book after. You have to be conscious of the situation. Because in Haridam Sankirtan, this is intense lecture, how to be conscious, that we are conscious of ourselves, of the situation. We cannot be conscious of Krishna before we are conscious of ourselves, of the situation. And when we have a person in front of us, sometimes we give too much, too little. But if you're conscious, if we like conscious of the person, we will react in a way that even if you told her too much, if you massaged her too much, you can rectify your mistake if you did too much. You just have to be conscious. This is an interesting thought related to this. Krishna doesn't accept our prayers. If we don't connect our prayers to how to serve that we want to serve the pure devotee, if our motives are not connected to this, we can pray to directly to Krishna as much as we want. But we have the parampara for this. Radha Krishna. They don't accept their prayers, but how can we connect this with the Sankirtan? Acharya says that Sankirtan is the rasa dance. Whatever is connected with the rasa dance, I mean with Sankirtan, it's rasa dance. And Krishna will help with this. But if we don't have this meditation, if we have something else, then Krishna will maybe help us sometime. But then he will close the pipe. If you don't go to the next level, when I talk to my mentors, I see that when he wants to teach you something, he will where he will be determined to teach you something. If you don't learn, then he lets you go. But otherwise, he's very determined to teach you a lesson. Another thought connected to this steadiness. Steadiness comes with intelligence. When the intelligence is active, because before that, Krishna gives us a revelation, okay, you're doing this wrong, you should not do this, do something other. Krishna is always showing us. When we act with this realization so that Krishna give us, then we can be steady. Otherwise we're on the level of the mind, emotional level. So intelligence is above the mind, and if our intelligence is not active, if we don't act on intelligence, we act according to the gunas, according to the mind. Because the mind is purified, not so much, but we have still a material mind. We have a lot of material habits, all habits, which we have to transcend. And this is one interesting point. There's so much of this anarthas that it's not good to think about them so much. This is a chintya. Okay, at one time we have to be aware of them, but one time we shouldn't focus too much on them. Because then we can drop to the mental level. Hare Krishna. I think so you have some question, something for the soul. When will I have such a taste? Yeah, you're doing 30 years every day the same service, and you preach to everyone who comes. You're a Sankirtan devotee. Thank you, Narasimha Prabhu.